Second grade teacher Denise Little has a special eye when it comes to spotting young students with specific learning disabilities. She is learning disabled herself, unable to read until the fourth grade.
I could hear the sounds, but I couldn't put them back together again. And so I would try and I would try and I would cry because I couldn't figure it out and all of my friends were getting it.
Little teaches at Prairie Heights Elementary School in the College Community School District just south of Cedar Rapids. She grew up in the small Tama County town of Traer. Her first grade teaching mother tried every trick to get her to read and failed. Today, Little shares this experience with her pupils.
I tell my students what it was like for me in school and how difficult it was. And some of the kids really, you know, they relate to that and they take that to heart.
Previously in this week's series about being learning disabled in Iowa, we've heard about how science is uncovering more effective teaching methods for kids who are struggling to read and write. Educators are employing these strategies much earlier in the lives of learning disabled students. The psychological damage inflicted on children with SLD is not readily apparent. But people who endured years of learning difficulties say the invisible scars never go away. 38-year-old Honor Harrison still tears up when she recalls her early education.
I had difficulty being able to socialize. I was really never allowed to, for lunchtime, I usually sat by myself, so nobody would allow me to sit with them.
It's hard.
As so often happens when young people are set apart, Harrison's isolation morphed into being bullied. She was shoved down stairwells, stomped on while standing in lines. The mistreatment made her look forward to the private teaching sessions when she was sent off to special education.
When I was in the resource room, I felt a little safe. Nobody's going to pick on me, and nobody did.
In extreme cases, the self-esteem of a student with a learning disability sinks to a frightening depth. Teacher Terry Peterson remembers a boy with dyslexia named Ron.
We found out his mother and I, as a second grader, he had tried to kill himself with a knife in the kitchen, you know, because he couldn't read and felt so stupid.
It was because of Ron, who she met as a fourth grader, Peterson decided to dedicate her career to helping kids with specific learning disabilities. She teaches at Summit School in Cedar Rapids, a private school with a significant number of students who are having trouble reading and writing. She introduces them to letters and sounds in kindergarten.
Lots of rhyming, word games, things like that. They don't have to be writing their letters and they don't have to be reading, but just being able to hear the language, lots of talking, lots of playing with words.
Peterson says it's crucial to begin early to avoid situations such as Ron's.
We just don't want them to get to the point that Ron was, where they think they're of no value and of no worth.
Ron eventually became a model student, joining Peterson to make presentations to other students with learning disabilities. He loved science. Karen Thompson heads a Johnston-based nonprofit agency that provides resources for the parents of learning disabled children. She says in order for these kids to be successful, their talents must be identified.
I just can't stress enough how important, you know, sports and music and art and all those other things are, so that kids who may not be able to excel initially at math and reading and some of those things can still feel self-worth and can eventually excel at the more academic subjects as well.
Thompson grew up with a learning disability in a small town in southeast Nebraska. She was exiled to a Quonset hut across the street from her school to take special education classes. But she was fortunate to have a music teacher for a dad, and he nurtured her singing ability.
That really helped me in the school system because I could excel at singing. And that stopped some of the bullying because I had the respect of some of my peers.
Thompson stayed in the special education track until sixth grade. She finally tested high enough to enter the mainstream. An expert on special education at the University of Iowa, John Hosp, says educators should never give up on students such as Thompson.
One of the best quotes I ever heard about special education is special education has to be relentless. And we never stop until we find what it is we can do to, you know, maximize that student's performance and learning.
This may mean schools provide special technology to help poor readers grasp information. It may mean giving them extra time for exams. The father of a learning disabled high school senior, Rob Coral of Oskaloosa, says not enough school districts understand this.
Over the time, we've learned that he's a highly intelligent young man. He just learns differently. And the struggle with our school systems right now, I believe, is that we don't deal with those differences well.
Back at Prairie Heights Elementary, teacher Denise Little says with the right support, learning disabled students can accomplish remarkable things.
It doesn't seem fair sometimes to us to have to work so hard, but that in the long run, I always tell the kids, you're better off. You're going to be a better person because you're going to have a work ethic that other people do not have because nothing has ever been easy for you.
Little says, never doubt a child. They can do anything they put their minds to with the proper guidance. She offers herself as proof of that. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.